I love hot weather, so when I go on holiday, I like to travel to hot countries. Last year I went to Greece, which was beautiful. How about you? What kind of holidays do you like?
I like adventure holidays, but then I like going on holidays where there's loads of famous landmarks.
I like relaxing beach holidays.
I like different kinds of holidays. I like city breaks, like going to London. I also like beach holidays though.
I like activity holidays where we swim or cycle or do boat trips or skiing, walking, that kind of thing.
Activity holidays really.
I really like beach holidays.
I love to go on beach holidays.
We like relaxing holidays.
No, we like all sorts of holidays. Relaxing ones and city breaks especially.
Where did you go on your last holiday?
My last holiday was to the Cook Islands, and I had a fantastic time. I just sat on the beach and did not very much, read a couple of books, and went kayaking and did some other water sports.
The last holiday I went on was to Bali in Asia.
We went to St. Lucia last year, where we had a relaxing holiday on the beach, reading our books and swimming.
We've got two young children, so our last holiday we went to Disneyland in Paris.
Last year I went to Australia with my mom and a friend, and that was pretty much a beach holiday, but we were there for 2.5 weeks and it was very good, very warm.
We went to New York, five ladies. And it was the most wonderful place, wonderful theatres, wonderful nightlife, and safe.
My last holiday, I went to Rome. We saw the Colosseum, the Spanish Steps. One night there was live opera there.
Our last holiday was a city holiday, and we went to New York and had a great time just before Christmas. We did lots of shopping and looking at all the sights. And once we'd had 3 days in New York, we then went to stay with friends up in Maine in New England.
On my last holiday, I went to France, to southern France, to see some friends of mine who live there.
The last holiday, I went to Mauritius, and it was good. It was relaxing. It was a beach holiday. The food was fantastic, great seafood. The people were lovely.
They have really good food there, amazing ice cream.
I thoroughly enjoyed every minute.
Very relaxing, lovely weather.
It was a great place.
The boys really enjoyed it.
It was fantastic.
So, how do you usually travel? By plane or train?
Train. I think travelling by train's more comfortable than flying, and I don't like flying.
I put plane, because flying is faster than going by train.
Not always. OK, next question. Where do you like to stay? In a hotel or a self-catering apartment?
In an apartment. And you?
In a hotel.
Oh. But a hotel is more expensive than an apartment.
Yeah, but it's more comfortable. Next question. What do you prefer to do? Go sightseeing or relax on a beach?
Oh, that's easy. I hate beach holidays. Boring.
OK. There's one we answered the same, so we agree about that.
Yeah. Sightseeing's definitely more interesting.
Right. When do you like to go? In spring or summer?
In spring. I don't really like hot weather. Tourist places are more crowded in summer.
True, but the weather's better. Summer is hotter than spring. I love hot weather.
Well, we don't agree there. Anyway, next question. What do you like to eat? Local dishes or the food you usually eat?
Local dishes, I think. You?
Definitely. That's two answers the same.
Interesting. Next, what do you like to do in the evening? Go to a club or go to a restaurant?
Well, go to a restaurant.
Oh, good. Me too. It's much quieter than a club.
Yes, I agree. Restaurants are quieter. More relaxing.
And the last question. How long is your perfect holiday?
3 months.
You can't have 3 months. The answer is either a week or a month.
OK, a month then.
Me too.
So, we've got four answers the same.
Maybe we can travel together.
And finally, the country that I'm in, Argentina.
Lane Avenue 9th of July is the widest street on the planet, and if you need to know where you are in the city, it's an easy reference point as it cuts through the metropolis from north to south. La Boca, the port where the first Spaniards landed, is one of the poorest regions in the city.
The people of La Boca share one of Argentina's greatest passions, football. From its slums have come some of the greatest players and its most famous team. La Boca is where Diego Maradona, one of football's leading legends, began his career. So why is football so important to Argentinians?
Because we are a very passionate country. We are Latins.
In every way, we have passion for football, for music. We are also famous for the tango. People started dancing the tango in the 1800s.
It's a dance full of passion and emotion.
I've been riding on and off since I was 8 or 9, and I love horses. I've never played polo before, and apparently Argentina is the place to learn. Morning, Juan.
Morning.
Morning, Gadda. First lesson, getting on the horse.
Come on, Nikki, you can do it.
I can do it. I've got to do one, haven't I? Here we go.
Hey! Hola, Nikki.
Yes! That was one out of 100.
The British originally came to Argentina for meat. Today, Argentina is still famous for its beef. It's considered the best beef in the world.
Mm. Big meat eaters over here, aren't you?
Yeah, I think the average of meat that a person in Argentina eats per year is like 80 kilos in 1 year.
That's a lot.
The average, so that's a lot.
You can't be a vegetarian, can you, with all this fantastic meat?
If you want, we have very good vegetables.
Very social, isn't it?
As you say, with family and friends, a good table, good wine, you share wonderful moments, never less than 2-3 hours.
That's it from Argentina and Holiday 10 Best. Join us next time. Goodbye.